your life, your passion, your purpose. You are now listening to the weekly webinar on how to explode your income and ignite your vitality. And now, it's time to introduce your host, leadership and direct sales expert, Steve Q. Wilshire. Steve Wilshire is the founder of Lifeline Coaching and Education and is a leading expert on how to build a multi-million dollar organization. Steve is best known for his Million Dollar Protégé program that has impacted the lives of thousands of leaders and direct sales representatives around the globe. Steve began his direct sales business at the age of 17 and within 20 years held over 5,000 direct sales parties, personally sponsored 600 direct sales representatives, and led a multi-million dollar organization to success. Steve Wilshire has written over 100 direct sales curriculums, conducted hundreds of seminars, and has given keynote messages at hundreds of direct sales conventions and leadership conferences. And now, please help me welcome your host and leadership expert, Steve Q. Wilshire.
Welcome, everybody, to Booking Parties in a Week Economy. And yes, during this webinar, you're going to learn an entire blueprint that actually I've coached thousands of my members in this lifetime membership program on how to continually keep their calendar full with, what do you want, live parties or virtual parties or one-on-one personal appointments. And what I really get is that the irony is that these principles and best practices just aren't modeled in our industry, and you're going to soon learn why and what to avoid and maybe how to do it differently than the masses, and then how to stay really focused in an industry right now where most people are extremely distracted. That's the bottom line. They're going in so many directions and obtaining flat results. So during our time together, you're going to receive my entire blueprint on how to keep your calendar full with your ideal events, whether it's live or virtual or one-on-one appointments. And it's so crazy, you know, to look at all this information coming at us, right? I mean, if you go back 2 years or 5 years or 15 years, I mean, we really have all this information coming at us, and we really have to choose the ideal training and information. I know in my own career, same thing. First thing in the morning, I'm going through and I'm just deciding, okay, what am I going to read and what am I going to delete? We have to decide what's ideal for us that's going to guide us in getting those tangible results. And I've learned in my own business to really identify any challenging area that I'm really having a challenge with or an outcome that I want different than what I'm experiencing, and then find the ideal course or the program and then study it. And what's amazing is that I witness the results. I see all the time where I maybe have an adversity or a challenge or something that I want that's different than what I'm getting, and then I find that ideal resource. So that's what I want for you. So, for example, this particular training is all about how to book parties. And today you're going to receive a system that's worked for thousands of my members and personal clients. And I love seeing people achieve that $5,000 to $10,000 mark. Like, you know, really, when I look at it, honestly, it's really not a lot of work. It's about becoming extraordinary at what you do. And one of my clients, $4,000 to $5,000 a month just having personals on Saturday morning, you know, having two or three people come over, and she does a one-on-one image thing with them, and it's awesome. So you're going to hear a lot of ideas. We're going to get real clear about that. And let's talk about what this training really isn't. It's not about do nothing, get paid results. What you're going to learn today really is a system that thousands of these members I've worked with have practiced, and they practice it over and over again, and they've mastered it. And that's transformed how they think and how they approach others and the exact steps on how they keep their calendar full with ideal events, parties, one-on-ones, whatever you want to work on. And it's just like a teenager, right, learning basketball or how to play an instrument or master some craft. You got to practice what you learn, and you got to get good at it. So this training also isn't about, I'm going to just try this one thing and then think you're going to get great results. And what you're going to learn today is really a puzzle, and it's guaranteed that if you dispose some of these pieces, your puzzle might not come together the way that you want it to. So what you're going to learn today during our training is how to build a foundation. And that foundation is going to create momentum if you take action on the material. So our objective is to learn proven practices and systems that generate consistency and substantial results. And we want to get your momentum going, right, and see it compound over a period of time. And this training isn't, I want to sell, but I don't want to do parties. I will tell you, over the last 3 years, I have seen many direct sales companies explode the recruiting, but to their surprise, the longevity of the representatives, you know, is short-lived. Their average sales averages per individuals are very, very low. And the quickest, most effective way, really, to build a consistent personal business is through live and virtual events. So whatever product line you represent, and whether it's a direct sales company or a network marketing company or a combination of both, the secret to high sales and several, many, many future contacts and many new team members is events. So whether they're live parties or whether they're virtual parties or sharing your product one-on-one or launching new team members or hosting even small events where you share your product line and programs, that's the secret. So I know many of you maybe haven't achieved the results that you want, but you're here today. That says everything. You know, you haven't realized maybe that you can truly make this a career or create an incredible income stream that will change your life forever. And going back several years, I remember those days for me. I went through a lot of struggles before I finally aced it, but the reality is I wasn't really that committed. You know, I didn't really believe that I could do it. I wasn't consistently following through or committed to learning what I needed to learn to get what I wanted. And I didn't know how to courageously push through fear. And what I really believe is that can change for you right now if you make the decision. I had many years following that first couple years of adversity where I sold $100,000 a year. And I did that personally, even when I was building a multi-million dollar business. And if social media would have been what it is today back then, I'm going to tell you there's no doubt in my mind I would have doubled that. So when you grasp what you're about to hear, it's going to feel like riding a bike. You know, you're just going to get better at it and better at it. And I can't express how much I want your life to change. I want you to imagine conquering through your fears and learning how to consistently generate sales and following up with people effectively and becoming really a master at approaching people because you really care and you want to give back. I mean, see yourself leaving your job. See yourself home with your kids if that's what you want. Or see yourself having more time with your family, having this consistent business and noticing that, you know, you're paying off debt and able to consistently deposit to your savings and just having the freedom to know that you can live your life the way that you want to live your life and maybe even building a team and having consistent commissions on your team and watching that grow. So let's dive into the content. I have allergies right now, so I might be a little bit, might sound a little bit sniffly, but I'm here with you and committed and on a little bit of Sudafed. So, hey, stay present. Let's dive into the training. Take good notes. My invitation for you is to schedule time within the next 72 hours. Really review the study guide. If you haven't downloaded that, do that. If you have a question at any point, go ahead and enter that in the question box. We'll step into some hopefully live coaching with you during the Q&A, and at one point pop on over to my Facebook page and share your greatest takeaways. We've got lots of drawings to give away. Facebook.com/ my name is Steve Wiltshire, Lifeline. Okay, so I'm going to share with you four success strategies for booking parties in a weak economy. And, you know, when you think about that word weak economy, I mean, are we really in a weak economy? It's weak in the aspect that people are very careful about who they do business with. And I see it has changed in my life with the people around me. We just don't really want to do business with anybody that's not extraordinary. And that's your game. That's really your game. Whether you want to do this part-time, you want to be on your A game. So the first strategy I want to talk to you about is you got to believe in what you're offering. You got to believe in your offer. You got to rev up your passion. And if you want a success, you got to look at it through the lens of the person that you're serving. And sometimes looking at from the opposite changes what isn't really working. And so why are some direct sellers having such a difficult time attracting customers, guests to host virtual and live parties? If you're network marketing, why aren't your new partners successfully launching and recruiting maybe several new partners? And I'm going to give you a short lesson on psychology, because it's really about philosophy, your mindset, how it relates to your beliefs or limiting beliefs. And when I share this live at a seminar or a convention with thousands of people, it's amazing for me to look at their faces in the audience, especially at a seminar with, you know, about 100 or 150 people. I just can capture their energy, and I can see the breakthroughs just happening when the group starts to share. Well, first of all, I think deep down, a lot of you really don't believe the experience you're offering is valuable, or you have a belief that most people really don't like network marketing or like parties, and deep down you might believe others look down at you for what you do. You may feel kind of embarrassed about what you do, and you hold back from your offer because you're really fearing rejection. And this is really about conditioned thinking. It's all about your own personal previous experiences. And what's really happening is that this category of people in direct sales and network marketing, they aren't approaching them the way that they deep down want to. They don't know how. They haven't yet found this authentic, comfortable, engaging, beautiful way of approaching others that has them feel good. And when it feels good, you know people are responding to you. They're attracted by what you're offering. And one way to shift that belief, my friends, is just to really decide you're not attached to an outcome. You know, one way to shift the belief and attract outstanding results is really to detach from the outcome and start creating these extraordinary experiences for others. You want to feel proud of what you do and what you say and what you offer, and come from a mission place, and it's going to amplify your ability to serve. And we're going to nail that during the webinar. Another reason I think a lot of people are having a hard time attracting customers and live parties and virtual parties is they lack vitality and conviction in their offer. They kind of hold back halfway. They want it. They want an outcome, but they hold back. And it's really a deep conversation. And part of the reason you might lack vitality and conviction in your offer is that you're too focused on yourself. You know, even if it's a gentle thought in your mind, like, oh, I just don't want to put people out, I don't want people to feel pressured, I just don't want people to feel uncomfortable, it's still all about you. That's diminishing your ability to really attract what you want, because it's still about you. You're attached to some kind of outcome or what you think people think instead of serving and having a lot of fun. And service is the highest activity to which we can aspire. And the question that might arise for you is, well, how do you do that? You know, how do you have more fun? How do you amplify your offer? How do I create an environment that creates this kind of connection? Well, we're going to nail this as well. And toward the end of the webinar, I'm going to coach you and train you how to create your irresistible offer. So stay with me. But for now, just get that you may be lacking vitality and conviction in your offer. It's so close to dating. It's like somebody saying, you know, you wouldn't be really interested in going out with me, or I don't know if, you know, you're dating anybody else, but I've been kind of, you know, really wanting to see you. And it's so similar to courting, you know, confidence. You got to believe in what you're doing. But for right now, I want you to get that it's all about amplifying your passion, your energy, your conviction. And what I'm about to tell you is probably something you've never thought about. Frankly, it's the truth about what I call the law of deliberate creation, which is all about attracting what you want more of in life. And it's a two-part answer. And the first part is that, so let's go back here. You know, why are people in our industry having a difficult time attracting what they want? And the answer is they lack conviction and vitality in their offer. Well, here's your two parts. You got to improve the quality of your life. You need to have more fun. You need to fill up your life cup. I've had a lot going on. My wife and I haven't had a lot of time to connect. I've got a lot going on today, but I have this three-hour block of time, and I'm going for a hike for 90 minutes. And I know I'm probably going to have a great feeling when I come back and want to work and get ready for my webinar tonight. People are attracted to people with a vitality. When you enjoy your life, guys, you amplify your vibration. You're joyful. You're radiating happiness. You're more expressive. You're fun to be around. I mean, are you giving yourself permission to do what you really want to do instead of what you think you should be doing? You know, should and need to and have to is it's low vibration. I mean, what lights you up? What brings you joy? What might you give yourself permission to enjoy? What a crazy answer to an outcome, right? Empowered choices give you a lot more fulfillment. Fulfillment radiates into this self-expressed aliveness. And the second part of this answer is you got to take the attention off yourself and serve others. Pay it forward. Make others happy. I mean, for years I studied youth, and it was right before Quinn was born. I did all this research on youth, and there was this like crazy statistic I read about that the most self-expressed age of a human being's life is 5 years old. Is that bogus? 98% of the population over five, their vitality decreases after five. Think about it. I mean, most children are so self-expressed around five. I'm always talking to clients and leaders. I say, who has a five-year-old? It's crazy what they tell me. Unless they're raised by parents who really don't allow them to be fully who they are. And think about it. Have you ever run into someone in a public setting who was with their 4 or 5-year-old? I mean, what do you notice? You know, they're about that 5-year-old. They're, you know, most of the time kind of in their own little world, right? They're talking to themselves and they're playing with things. And you run into this person at the store. Hey, Julie, how you doing? And all the kids over there, just like playing. Wait, hang on. Justin, come here. Come here. Come here. They're always playful, curious, asking questions. I mean, everything changes from the time we begin kindergarten. We're taught what to think, what to say, you know, when to go to the bathroom, what's right, what's wrong. It continues through grade school, into college, into our careers. We're taught to be good. Say the right thing instead of be the greatest version of ourselves. What's wrong with that picture? How does it relate to you? Crazy. I mean, what does a 5-year-old do when they want something? They're passionate. They ask for it. They don't hold back. Mom, there's this great place that Billy was telling me about. It's called Sky High, and they've got all these, like, trampoline things, and there are all these, like, hoops and stuff, and I want to go. Mom, can we go? Can we go? I mean, let's bring that into a concrete example. I mean, it's a very esoteric subject that I want to make concrete. And some of you that are literal, that's the problem. You know, you're not going into your feelings and really taking a concept like mission and how do you bring that into some tangible, concrete reality. So it's really a challenge to grasp connection. And here's where I'm going to go with this. What movie stars in Hollywood that play these similar characters would be awesome, let's just say at a live direct sales party, or hilarious, even virtually. You know, they'd light up a room, like a Will Ferrell or a Cameron Diaz or a Reese Witherspoon. There's so many of them. Jennifer Aniston, right? And what are the attributes to describe these people, the character they play? They're fun, they're playful, they're joyful, they're enthusiastic, they're loving, they're humorous. Does that describe you? And if so, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much does it describe you? You want to be at a, like a 9. I mean, how would that show up, right? Julie, you're so much fun. I want you for a hostess. What do you think? Or, Lisa, come on, let's get it for free. I want to spoil you and your friends. I've so enjoyed you tonight. Let's do this. What do you think? You know, conviction. How do you bring that in live, in a phone conversation, in a text, in an email? How do you engage people? Success strategy number 2, extraordinary follow-up systems that make others feel good eventually convert. Great segue, right? Extraordinary follow-up systems that make others feel good eventually convert. Do you stay with people? I didn't get the date, so I'm moving on. I have a few questions that I want to ask you, and these are really going to get you to think. And you can do what probably 95% of the world would do. This is where we're at. I'm going to go through all this with you, and you're probably going to let, most of you are going to let it die. You're not going to go to your study guide. You're going to get busy doing things and recreating the hamster wheel of, you know, your past becomes your future because you do what you've always done. Scale of 1 to 10, how extraordinary are you at continually keeping in touch with potential future customers or hostesses or new partners? I mean, do you have a system for that? And how's it working for you, right? Are you creative at following up with others, meaning, you know, I mean, of course you have a motive, but your top objective is to flip over the coin and move, touch, and inspire them. How do you make people feel? What's your score? How extraordinary are you at really continually keeping in touch with people? Write your score down. Scale of 1 to 10, how organized are you about following up with possible future hostesses, customers, and new partners? Do you have a roadmap? Is it working for you? Do you touch them at least every other week to some degree through social media, cards, texting, inviting them to special events? Do you have reminders in your calendar in the future and specifically what you're going to do? Are you tracking it? Let's just get honest. Don't judge yourself. Just, you know, this provides hope, possibility, shift in perspective, doing things differently than you've done before, which provides new results. What's your score? Scale 1 to 10, how extraordinary are you about sending friend requests, especially to your local contacts, you know, people that you're running into, writing an acknowledgement on their wall, acknowledging a post or sharing an inspirational post or video? And are you consistent about doing that? Are you in the habit of friend requesting new contacts or friends of friends? You know, how you actually meet people in your local community. You know, I've got clients going out to just do things that they've never done, like meetup groups, you know, doing salsa with their husband or getting involved in groups about kids and all sorts of stuff where they're meeting people and getting leads all the time. And it's not just, you know, going to a network or network marketing or a network group. It's like they're doing stuff they love to do and they're around people and they've got systems of how they make those connections now through my program, and it's working well and their life's more fun. So I'm telling you that it's about being intentional. It's about being focused. It's about creating really good habits, and everything in life begins with a roadmap, and your roadmap in this game is your who do I want to connect with list. It's your ongoing list of everyone in your past who's expressed interest about hosting or, you know, have a live or virtual event or purchasing your product or joining your company. Basically anyone you want to get to know, share your product with, or would love to host a party or share your business with. And if you're network marketing, it's this ideal list of anyone you want to share your business opportunity with, or a list of even existing distributors, partners, whatever you call them, that you want to support in possibly relaunching their business. I know if I was coaching you right now, face-to-face, my request would be for you to email me your top 50 list and really indicate your top 20 in order of who you really want to connect with first. So that becomes the roadmap. And I want to challenge you to schedule 90 minutes in your office, your calendar somewhere, to just go through your calendar. You know, to schedule this time in your calendar within a week, spend 90 minutes, go through your calendar, your Facebook friends, your business cards, your previous party hostesses, basically all data of anyone that you want to eventually connect with and share your product and business with. Get on it. Let's do it. Get into it. Make it fun. What would be ideal questions that would get you to think? Who have I connected with that loves my product? Who would I love to host a party for? Who's someone I want to get to know, like a neighbor or a friend of a friend, or someone you do business with, or the fun Starbucks employee, the outgoing bank teller, maybe your insurance agent? Who in your past has said, you know, I can't host a party right now, but I'd love to in the future? Who would benefit or be talented in your business? Or Who haven't I talked to for months or years that I would love to reconnect with? Who have I supported that might want to return the generosity? Even someone you supported months ago. Listen carefully. Your number one objective is to get others to call you back so that you can connect and you can create opportunities. And the greatest way to get others to call you back is to simply schedule an incredible celebrative party for the people on your who do I want to connect with list, the local one. Scan your list. Notice everyone that's local. Invite them to some kind of fun theme party. If you have an activity to invite them to, they're going to call you back, and believe it or not, you might convert more business, parties, opportunities, maybe even new team members before your event than at the event. But if you don't have anything to invite them to, you're going to appear like a marketer. So it's all going to make sense in just a second. What is a celebration party? Oh, it's simple. You're the host. You're the rep. You focus on hosting maybe some fun, celebrative spring VIP party with some theme that's extraordinary. And it's very simpler, similar to what you do for your hostesses if you're out there doing parties now, except it's a step above. It's an incredible theme. It's raffles, surprises, extraordinary environment, ambiance, incentives. And if you really want to rev up your game, rev up your parties, your greatest focus is to become extraordinary at giving your guests an experience they'll never forget. It's an opportunity to practice that. When you learn that, everything will change for you. Big game changer. Because you'll get your business from your business, your future business from your events. You won't have to consistently have to fill up your calendar outside of your parties or your events. So that's called preventative work. Right? I mean, what do we all want more of? We want more time to connect. We want more fun. We want more joy. We want more excitement. And so do the people around you. So regardless if you're in party plan or network marketing or you want to start launching your new partners live, most everybody wants less responsibility and a lot more fun. So if you're having a wine and cheese tasting or a Mexican fiesta or some kind of continental breakfast or chocoholic, you find a restaurant with a back room at happy hour, or maybe a Friday night taste of Italy with some great wine and Italian food, you can really rev up the game. Do you mail your hostess's guests an extraordinary invitation? You know, I'm talking about a bright colored envelope with some confetti, a cool theme party flyer, maybe on time drawing coupon, then add the boring postcard invitation in the envelope. Why? Because it's credible. You know, it's not the product's boring, but a postcard invitation's boring. Let's face it. Don't just mail the postcard invitation. Everybody does that. There's nothing extraordinary about that, guys. And I get it. They probably won't give you all their guest names and addresses when you book a party. That just doesn't happen like it used to. But if you've got an extraordinary invitation and you're saying, I want to mail it to your top 10 on your list, to your favorite people that you really want to hang out with, you, we're going to mail them a VIP invitation. They're all over that. I mean, do you mail extraordinary cards to potential customers and hostesses on a regular basis? I'm talking about great quotes, like I'm looking at a card right in front of me. Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you've imagined. Imagine getting a card from me about that. What's that say about me? That's my quote. I'm writing you out a card, adding some confetti, maybe an authentic acknowledgement, maybe even a certificate for any item at your commission amount off that item. For example, let's say that you're in 30%. Your little certificate in your card that you're going to mail out to the people on your Who Do I Want to Connect With list could be the certificate for any item at 30% off. It's called a break-even offer. So imagine creating an attractive certificate that read VIP certificate or my gift to you certificate or pay it forward certificate. Choose any item in our line at 30% off. It's simple. Call or text, and I'll take care of you. And then you add your phone number on the bottom, because what you really want, again, is a reason for them to reach out to you, to have a conversation. And imagine just getting great service from a waitress or this Starbucks person and then writing out an acknowledgement and a card, handing it to them with the certificate, do you think you might get several new contacts every week if that just started becoming your agenda? Instead of going to the same old restaurant, the same old Starbucks, just continually being around people? Or let's take this to another level. How about creating your who do I want to connect with list first, then sending them all an extraordinary invitation to your live VIP celebration party if they're local, and a certificate. And if your focus is bookings, you want a reason for them to call you back or attend your spring VIP celebration. And if you give unconditionally, it will circulate back to you in the form of abundance. Yeah, you might have several people coming to redeem their 30% off item, but guaranteed they'll buy a second or third item. What you're really going for is a booking. Whatever we give circulates back to us in like kind. That's how it works, my friends. So your new motto is get ready, aim, and then fire, because action without thought can't really be extraordinary. And if you want to win this game, the thought you constantly want to have in your head is, what's going to make this extraordinary for them? Third success strategy. When you have an extraordinary live party experience that blows your guests away, you get bookings from your parties. When your party experience is extraordinary, your cancellations are going to diminish. Guests will book future parties. Others are going to naturally refer you. You're going to have a calendar full of business. You know, I just had my hygienist, she's mobile hygienist, she's amazing, say to me that this, she came over to my wife's teeth and she said, I have like 25 people you referred me to in a year. I'm not even thinking about it. I don't know how the conversation comes up, but I keep sending her contact information to people because she's extraordinary at what she does. I'm not marketing for her. I have no reason to. I don't get anything for it, but she's great at what she does. That's what happens. More importantly, you're going to have a reputation for offering an experience that's uncommon in this industry of average people giving average service. And that, my friends, will manifest in an abundance of new hostesses and most likely new recruits, meaning the extraordinary experience and service you offer keeps your calendar full. That's the truth. That's the principle. Let's face it. When your calendar is full with hostesses and launch parties, you won't have to figure out all these ways to engage people to host because it takes on a life of its own. And I've witnessed this with several of my clients and their top producers with their companies and thousands of members that have just shifted. If you're in network marketing, imagine launching all your local new partners with an exceptional event and coaching your leaders in outlying areas to do the same. You know, Jessica, check out her beautiful picture. She's one of our protege members, and I love her picture of her family. She's scheduled full with three kids and a husband that's in seminary. However, she's got a consistent personal business, and it's filled with virtual parties and live parties and book fairs. And through consistency and extraordinary service, she's built a really successful team. She was awarded, earned the position of team leader of the year at her company's convention. And I'm going to tell you, she has to give away a lot of parties because she's such a booker. Your objective, my friends, is to create this ideal, stellar party experience that blows your hostesses and guests away. And you know, ironically, the ones that do that have even better virtual parties. They take that same extraordinary service and concept and they can turn that into a virtual experience. And your ideal outcome is to have guests approach you when they're walking out the door and go, hey, I just want to tell you, you're extraordinary in what you do. This is by far the best party I've ever been to. When you hear that, you know something is working. Think about it for a moment. If you consistently had guests acknowledging you by telling you how extraordinary you are and that they'd never been to a party that was so extraordinary like that, had so much fun, do you doubt that your calendar is even going to be, you know, empty at all? It's going to be consistently full of opportunity. Can I ask you a question? How much time have you spent in the past reaching out to others to fill up your calendar, constantly following up on others through phone calls and texts and social media? Worse than the time investment, it's a drainer. most likely hours of time investing in doing exactly what you don't want to do. And now for the most important question that will change everything, how much time do you spend learning every aspect of the party experience, educating yourself, going back and tweaking it, readjusting, practicing it over and over again? Whether your ideal model is an open house style or a virtual event, when you know your ideal outcome, you understand what others want, and you practice the process, you'll amplify your confidence and you'll know how to be your best. And what's the truth? How much time have you invested in creating your ideal party experience for your guests and then practicing it over and over again? And this business isn't any different than what we see really successful teenagers do that are superior. Notice the word, superior. Let me say it again. Superior at a sport or playing an instrument or mastering some craft like drama or cheerleading or dance. They practice it over and over again. Some of you are thinking in your mind, well, I just don't do this full time. No, I'm not saying that. You know, when you go out to do it, you do it $1,000. You have $1,000 experiences. And the difference with us as adults is most adults don't start anything new, you know, after they graduate from school, so they kind of forget the obvious. If you want to play the game, you better master the craft or you'd be on the bench most of the season. And the problem is that most people are so distracted with their network and fast-paced lifestyle that they're on autopilot participating in non-income-producing activities instead of income-producing activities. And your number one income-producing activity in direct sales is to create a party experience that blows your guests away, live and virtually. And if you want to experience extreme success, that's what you got to do. I mean, I want others to be wowed by you. I want your experience that you offer people that they can't wait to take a break from responsibility and get their friends together. And through that experience, you're generating $1,000, $1,500 party averages, a couple, two or three bookings. People are saying, I want to work with her. I want to work with him. She's extraordinary. If you're network marketing, you might learn a lot of success clues on how to launch new reps. And I can tell you there's so many network marketers now that are having greater retention by launching people locally. And then if they have somebody in an outlying area, they're finding somebody else to launch or they're training them. Well, you know, if you're exhausted or overwhelmed with the thought of having to constantly pick up the phone or make connections on Facebook to schedule parties or replace parties, and you're realizing the party experience that you're offering your hostesses and guests a little flat, you're in the right place. And I got good news for you in a bit. So if you want to give extraordinary, you got to look at it through the lens of the guests and hostesses. What do they want? And I think a lot of direct sellers just say, I want to keep it simple. You know, I want my hostess to acquire all these expenses. So you're like, how about a bread and water party? I mean, not quite that bad, but it's close. I host two or three parties a year for my clients and local gold members, and I always have a theme. You guys, my parties are a blast. I always have about 15 to 25 guests. I always sell about usually $1,500 to $2,500, several bookings. And here's my point. Stop controlling your host. It's her friend's night out. It's not yours. You're not the host. You're the rep. What does she want? Or what does he want? You want her to get so excited about her party that she takes the invisible baton and she goes for it. And I'll tell you that a lot of my gold members in this lifetime membership program that are selling $5,000 to $10,000 a month, they've got these extraordinary theme parties. They're not complicated. They're simple. You know, theme parties draw crowds. They're not complicated. They're normal, engaging theme events that you'd have for friends and neighbors on a Friday night, whether you were having a home party or not. And if you want guests to book, you got to give them big value. We're all tired of responsibility. We all want more fun. We all want to learn. We all want to have more fun. And if you learn how to create an extraordinary environment, you might not even have to ask anybody because they'll offer. And think about it. What's working in the marketplace right now? Meaning, what does the consumer want? They want more meaning. They want time to cultivate relationships. They want more fun. They want less responsibility. They want instant gratification. They don't want their time wasted. They want convenience. They want to feel heard. They want to feel important. They don't want to be sold to. I could go on and on about what the consumer wants, but in relation to this subject, statistics indicate that we all want more time for relationships. National surveys directed specifically to women, they say more girlfriend time is on the top five of what women want more in their life. And think about it. At the best, this is what you do. You sell fun. That's your focus. An extraordinary and average can't live in the same world. If you want extraordinary, you got to raise the bar. And your greatest intent should be to become extraordinary at giving your hostesses and guests an extraordinary party experience. If you learn that live, you're going to be able to transform that into your virtual events as well. So the question you ask yourself is, what would make this extraordinary for them? So I want you to see what's possible for you and visualize yourself experiencing huge profitable parties, multiple parties, high monthly sales. It all begins with an experience that takes their breath away. And I've heard that from numerous gold members that say their guests are walking out the door, it's the best party I've ever been to. You're so good at what you do. Jessie's one of those. She's, she's taken her party experience and as a leader, her basic training program to an entirely new level. She's constantly top three in her company. She's a client of mine, one of her members. So we have one more success strategy, and then we'll step into our Q&A and live coaching. You can ask me any question you want. We'll open up the line, coach you around it. I'm going to share a very unique strategy in just a minute about how to set up your shopping experience and increase bookings. I'll tell you our case studies indicate that 90% of guests that schedule future parties, they make the decision during the shopping experience. And you're also going to learn how to create your irresistible offer. That's the core. Why it's important to have a stellar guest care card to indicate your guest interest level. So those two kind of work hand in hand. Let's check in. You're on this webinar. It confirms you're ready to grow yourself as an entrepreneur. You're ready to achieve greater results. So I want you to take a moment. I want you to really acknowledge yourself for that. And I want to welcome all of our gold members that are participating today. I'm so awestruck by your continuous participation in the Protégé Gold Program and the success that thousands of you are experiencing. And let's just get clear, everyone. Why are you here right now? What brought you to the webinar? You want greater results. You're committed. You want a consistent personal business. You want high profitable live and virtual parties. You want to get your future business from your current business. And it's exhausting and overwhelming to constantly having to make connections outside of your live and virtual events, isn't it? You don't want your time wasted. So you know if you had an incredible live and virtual party that rocked and it was fun, it was interactive, you had a system of follow-up that engaged others, that made them feel special, and your personal business would, you know, was, what would it do? It generates so much more money than you're experiencing right now. And that's what you have to look at. Do you have mentors? Who are your mentors? Do you really practice what you've learned and have a mentor to help you take action on it? Do you have a community to draw from that support you? I'm not talking about a community of people that aren't getting results. I'm talking about a community of like-minded, supported people that are getting results, that are supporting one another, that are learning what's working in the marketplace today. Do you have that? Do you have tools and systems? Like I talked about this guest care card, I'll bring that up in a little bit, that it works. You're able to piece that together. It makes sense. And then you have a mentor to walk you through that. You know what I mean? Somebody that will evoke your gifts and mentor you how to do it in a way that honors your personality and simplifies the process. You know, if you did just what I've told you so far, and the best is coming in just a few minutes, to your greatest capacity, and you did it over and over again, you'd have great results. But what keeps us from following through with what we learn? I don't know about you, but I just crave support. I need to talk things out. In fact, Amy, that's running the slideshow right now, you know, I have a lot of support, and I'm constantly working with her, you know, I have coaches, but she's like my partner that I run things through, and I have to find an authentic style coupled with a system. When I have that, I can nail it. My time's not wasted. And that's why I always look for a coach or a program and work on that program to get what I want. And the truth is, if you constantly had your ideal number of parties up, virtual parties, and your customers were constantly interacting with you, it changed everything. You'd have an income stream into your household, a solid business, a future business. Well, what if you became so laser-focused on the priorities and activities that brought you success, meaning we got real clear about what you need to change about what you're doing and what are the best practices that will support these extraordinary experiences for others, meaning you learned how to take a lot of what I'm sharing with you today and so much more, and you simply followed a blueprint that was working for you, like the thousands of members that I work with. Our industry is flooded with crazy amounts of information. It's kind of like one big puzzle with thousands of pieces, and I think a lot of direct sellers, they just jump around and jump around instead of honing down. Well, what if you made the commitment right now? You're going to change how you do things, your thinking, your mindset, evolve yourself through education, practicing your craft, embracing being coached. And what if you allowed me to do that? How would if you allowed our team at Lifeline, our staff of coaches, our community to support you, especially in the areas that aren't working for you right now? And what if we were able to grow your business gradually and do it around your schedule, meaning I gave you lifetime access to all my premium training, all my premium coaching forever, and I gave it to you at the lowest price I've ever offered it? I mentioned this community a little bit ago. I have a couple thousand over that, maybe close to even three, that are with many different direct sales companies that have partnered with me in this awesome community, and they're experiencing great success personally and professionally. And the Goal Program, some of you maybe don't even know what that is. It's this program that I offer, is everything that you need to know about personal sales, personal recruiting, leveraging your time, but living an empowering life. That's the essence. And what we're known for at Lifeline is breaking down processes. You're seeing a webinar, but I'm going to tell you, my members are going to get this whole webinar transcribed word for word. They have to figure it out. They have to watch a webinar, take notes. It's transcribed. And time's our greatest commodity, so I want to get through this in the next 12 minutes. I made a decision to shorten my webinars. This one I knew I had to go a little bit longer, but I'm going to highlight this offer very quickly. If you want to know more, all the details are on the registration page. All you have to do is click the button that says Go for Gold right there, even right there on the slide. And the program, the Goal Program, includes all my premier training all in one place. You receive a lifetime membership. That means, hey, slow down. Enjoy the process. We're going to get to your ideal result over time without your life becoming off balance. And you're part of an extraordinary life community. What does that mean? You have me, our Lifeline coaches, thousands of members to interact with, got a great staff at your service to help you. You receive full access to the Gold Program, the library, the community forever. Long enough to pay for it. That means any added courses, updated courses, are yours forever, plus a whole opportunity to get involved in group coaching. So here's the bottom line. 9 online courses. Your membership includes 9 instant access courses that you can do at your own pace. They guide you on how to build a successful life in a direct sales business. Community or complimentary resource library. This Gold membership includes an entire complimentary resource library with free shareable videos, audios, document training. So like, for example, this webinar goes into this free resource library for our Gold members, and they use that to train new people or train team members. We have an amazing private community to network and share ideas, get support from like-minded direct sales professionals at the top of their game, even an additional university for the top achiever. My favorite part of it is that your lifetime membership includes access to our monthly group coaching forum forever. So it's an opportunity for me to coach you on how to stay committed to your dreams, your visions, how to get unstuck in the areas of your life that really are challenging you, and then how to take action on what you're learning through the Protégé Goal Program. I'm trying not to sneeze. And here it comes. Sorry. It's truly my favorite part of the Goal Program. Thank you, God, for only one sneeze. Because I want to empower you to live your ideal life. So 5 benefits, 9 online courses, complimentary resource library, the Facebook community, our Direct Sales University, monthly group coaching forum, and we have a bonus for you, and it's a laser coaching with one of our executive coaches. So over $5,300 of our best training and coaching that we have to offer, and you can receive a lifetime membership today at up to 90% off. We have 3 payment options. You're actually going to receive, it's pay it forward time here at Lifeline. So March and April, our spring months, are pay it forward. You're actually going to get the original price that we offered it not almost 6 years ago, and it's the lowest you'll ever be able to get it for, and it's so beyond what it was 6 years ago. Amy, take it away, my friend.
Okay, so you're seeing on your screen that you can actually click the slide, or you can click the Go for Gold button that's underneath the presentation. And when you get to that page, you are going to see there are 3 payment options, 12 payments of 37, 4 of 87, and 1 of 297. And you can see we've done the math for you, what a terrific savings that is. When you choose the payment program that you want, click through to the order form, fill that out completely, finalize your order, and then you're going to see a screen like you're seeing on your screen here. This is where you create your access. Give us your name, choose a username and password and a hint in case you need to regenerate it, and then that's it. You're in. It's that easy. Keep that window open and go back to it after the webinar, but suffice to say, on that homepage, we have for you quick links that give you access to everything that Steve's been talking about. Start with that first one. People always say, where do I begin? Start with the orientation audio, welcome video, and a tour of the library, and follow those steps through there. You'll get an email with reminding you of everything that you have purchased in the Gold Membership Program and links to join the private Facebook community. You know, hop on in there, say hello. And if you want, you don't have to wait for your laser coaching. You can email support@lifelinecoaches, explain you're a new gold member and you'd like to talk to a coach. So I think I covered it all.
You always cover it all. You know, April and May set up your fall. Do you know why? Because April and May ensure whether you have a consistent summer. And see, this is why we're doing this training right now, because April and May are those significant months. It's difficult to find a lot of new business in summer. And so if you have really great April and May, it just continues on because you get your business from your business. It sets up your fall. Vicky's nailed the Protégé Goal Program. She's earned several trips, awards, exploded her income. Mandy actively participated in the Protégé Program within the first 4 months of 2015, totally surpassed her team building numbers in 2014. She loves the free resource library. And, you know, you might have realized through this experience that you're ready to commit. You're ready to really show up and commit for your business. I remember when I did that years ago. And you realize it's time to invest in yourself, challenge yourself through your fears. It's really quite magical because you realize it's time for me. It's time for me to take action, and this commitment is going to keep me accountable to my vision. And what's ironic is we usually make the decision to move forward in some kind of investment or commitment when we're in this amplified state of belief, a time when we believe in ourselves enough to say, I know I have it. I need help. And so let's step up your game in 2016. I want to remind you to share your greatest takeaways on my Facebook page. We'll do our drawings tomorrow. I'm intentionally on Thursday and Friday going to go and respond to your posts. Pay it forward time at Lifeline. We've got some amazing gifts to give away. Facebook.com/my name, Steve Wiltshire, Lifeline. Q&A in 5 minutes. Our last strategy, number 4, move, touch, and inspire your guests through your irresistible offer. That's your objective. You want to move, touch, and inspire people. You know, what is it about an ideal post? Make them think, make them laugh, or make them think, make them laugh. Oh, my gosh. Make them think, make them laugh, make them think, make them laugh. There's a third one. I'll get it. What would engage your guest to really want to host a friend's night out party? Make them cry. That was it. What would engage your guest to host? You know, guests don't book anymore for products or for free shopping like they used to. It's like it's an afterthought. They want an experience. You know, second to the product. Third would be, want to help a friend. So let's set this up. You know, I didn't really go into the party experience in depth, but if you were in the Gold program, you'd go through a course called Exploding Your Personal Business Over the Top, and this training is all about the party experience. And so I want to kind of paint a picture of what that might look like. I teach you how to, every level of hostess coaching and last-minute hostess coaching, you arrive early, you set up a beautiful display, you've connected with your guests, or your hostess before the guests arrive. That's really important. I have a whole system around that. The 20-minute guest connection is all about having fun. There's no selling product. It's the time they enjoy the theme. You connect with people. You got music going. You got candles burning. You know, you do an on-time drawing, then you move into acknowledging your hostess, and then you're going to share your story and your introduction and kind of set up the event. That's just the beginning. You're going to show your products about halfway through the experience. You're going to do a booking commercial, and this is like what I call your irresistible offer. So let's say you decide you're going to do a drawing to capture their attention. If you sell a fun product, you're probably going to say, "You having fun?" And if you sell a product that represents a product that's kind of about like relaxing, like spots, how are you feeling? And so before you do the drawing, you just say, "Hey, before we do the drawing, I just want you to know that if you're having way too much fun and you think your life is way too responsible, maybe it's time to get a few friends together for what we call a friends night out party. We can turn that into a fun theme party, whether you decide to do a wine and cheese or Mexican fiesta. Maybe Saturday morning's better for you. We'll do a Saturday continental breakfast, or maybe you like Chocoholic, or maybe a Friday night taste of Italy, or if you don't want a vacuum cooker clean, we can do a party in a restaurant or a pizza parlor. I'll take care of it. We'll find a place. And I'll spoil your friends whether we have 3 guests or 20 guests. And then you lightly go into your hostess plan and you lead them to your guest care card. It's so important to have a guest care card that determines your guest interest level regarding purchasing or hosting or seeking your business opportunity. Do you give your guests a guest care card? Is it extraordinary? Does it support you in stepping into a conversation that converts? Like, Gold members, I have an extraordinary guest care card in the course Exploding Your Personal Sales Over the Top. And one of the questions is, indicate your interest on a scale of 1 to 10 about hosting your own friend's night out party. So at the close of your irresistible offer, before you do the drawing, because you captured their attention, you say, I'm going to lead you to the guest care card, and the first question says, indicate your interest about hosting your own friends' night out party on a scale of 1 to 10. So 1 to 5 means, maybe later, but not now. 6, 7 means, yeah, I'm curious about it. 8 or 9 or 10 means, yeah, I want to do it. So the concept behind the guest care card is you actually share your irresistible offer and your irresistible booking and recruiting offer, and then you lead them to the guest care card. And I think this is interesting. Our case studies, we notice 90% of the guests that decide to host a party do it during the shopping experience. Why? Because they've had time to experience you, the product. They want to duplicate that experience with their friends. It's so symbolic to dating. Come on. Who asks for a second date at the beginning of the first date? It's really courting at your best. So, you know, think about how that's going to look during the shopping experience. You know, you decide who are the guests that you're really connecting with. And when you're checking in with the guests during the shopping experience, it's simple. You ask them, you know, these these questions, like, you know, thanks for joining us tonight. Are you having a good time? And they go, yeah, you know, what's your favorite item? What's your favorite item? They tell you. And then, is that what you want to get tonight? And sometimes, oh, I don't know if I can get everything. And you're like, no worries. Do whatever you're comfortable with. How about having a party and getting it for free? Or, you know, you look at their guest care card and you notice that Sarah's circled a 7 about hosting her own party. And you're like, Sarah, I know you circled a 7 about hosting your own party. Well, how do we make that a 10? I want to do a party for you and your friends. What do you think? The 5-year-old energy, right? Be playful. Be fun. Remember, people like to feel acknowledged. And there's truly something powerful about saying, come on, I want to spoil you and your friends. What's it going to take? Cappy is a gold member, and she totally has leveraged her theme parties in this theme party book. And she'll say, just to a guest that she enjoys, Sue, you're a blast. I want to do a party for you and your friends. Check out my theme parties. Or she'll say, Lisa, God, I noticed earlier, I was overhearing your conversation with Lisa or Julie, and it sounds like you got so much stuff going on in your life. How about taking a break and getting your friends together? I'll spoil you guys. Here's a theme party flyer. So, hey, formula is always the same. We become aware of what we want. We get educated. Then we take action. Share your takeaways on my business page, facebook.com/Steve Wiltshire Lifeline. Our offer is still available for 30 more minutes. If you got a question and you don't want to coach, I want to coach you. Let's do it live. Ask me your question live. But if it's easier, you got a lot of background noise, whatever, you can post your question.